pretend you don't live around here. He moved away one day, so they say, from Harlem. I can hear his echo still. Now, 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 you can't keep me away from where I was born.
Marvin Gaye used to play. What's going on right over there? I so could use some of those blues from Langston Hughes. Hey, there goes that A train. Hey, there goes that A train through Harlem. Hey, there goes that A train. Hey, there goes that A train. Hey, there goes that A train.
That's vocalist Gregory Porter and one of his great songs recorded back in 2012, the album Be Good, and the song On My Way to Harlem. That's one of the tunes that helped to launch Gregory Porter's star. He has become something of a worldwide jazz phenomenon over the past decade, and that is one of the songs that helped to make that happen. I'm Dan Bender, along with you for the program, and I hope you're enjoying the music this week. I know this program airs on the weekend on most of the VOA stations that carry it, so I thought I'd give you this one. This is Gigi Grice and music that takes us all the way back to 1960 from an album called The Rat Race Blues. And the album had five different themes that all kind of reflected the weariness of the work week and the grind, as they say these days. And this tune, well, right in the title, sort of reflects a bit of what you hear in the song, the weariness that can set in over the course of a long week. It's called Monday Through Sunday. Saxophonist Gigi Grice and his quintet here on Jazz from the Heart of America. Gigi Grice playing the alto saxophone and leading the quintet with Richard Williams on the trumpet, Richard Wyans playing piano, Julian Ewell, the bassist, Mickey Roker with the drums. This from Gigi Grice's classic album, The Rat Race Blues. It's Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA. I'm Dan Binder, and we've got one more to close it this week. We'll take it to South Africa for music from the great pianist Abdullah Ibrahim and his group Ikaya. It's a seven-piece band that included Robin Eubanks on the trombone, John Stubblefield, Horace Alexander Young, and Howard Johnson also handling the horns in the front line, Buster Williams playing bass, and Brian Adams at the drums, Abdullah Ibrahim at the piano, and this piece is called Duke 88.
We'll be right back.
of those great jazz recordings that's got such a hypnotic kind of flavor to it that you just don't want it to end. Even though it's 8.5 minutes long, they could have kept going and going and would have enjoyed it for many minutes more. Duke 88 was the name of the piece. Pianist Abdullah Ibrahim and Ikaya from the album African River, that done back in 1989. And that closes it out for this edition of Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA. I'm Dan Bender. Be sure to join me again at this same time next week for another program spotlighting some of the finest examples of musical creativity from this art form we call jazz. The program comes to you each week from the studios of WDCB, the radio station known as Chicago's Home for Jazz, located on the campus of College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, USA. Thanks again for being along with me to enjoy the music together. I'm already looking forward to sharing more of these great sounds with you again soon. For now, until the next time we talk, keep the rhythm of jazz in your step as you walk. Be cool, keep swinging, and have a beautiful week.